Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end.
Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
New York is the city that never sleeps, and neither does Sal Licata. From Flushing in the Bronx to the Meadowlands in MSG, Sal sounds off on the biggest sports news of the day. Welcome to WFAN Daily with Sal Licata.
I wanted to wait until I finished watching the Vince McMahon documentary to hop on and give my thoughts on, like, it's interrupting my Saturday. It's my one day off here, but how could I sit on this until Monday? I can't. I asked BT if he wanted to join me for this podcast. He's not feeling great. He said he wants to save it for Monday. I understand that, but we got a podcast to do here, and I got to get these thoughts off of my chest with the Knicks. We'll get to a little bit of the Mets too, but wow, what a trade. I'll be honest with you. I went to sleep last night. The Met game was annoying, so it bothered me. I can't see myself, so I got to put that on. The glare is too bad. Anyway, I was in bed last night, fell asleep in the middle of the Met game just because I was disgusted with the way that was going. I had no idea that that trade happened. I woke up to multiple texts. So, hey, what'd you think of the trade? I'm like, what? What happened? And then, of course, I did the research on it. And I didn't see the reaction like I did last time the Knicks made this blockbuster for Anunoby. You know, they trade RJ quickly and everybody goes nuts. And I didn't understand the hate there, although I did get some feels that the Knicks fans aren't in love with this trade, which I just don't understand. I was a Julius Randle supporter. I am a believer in Julius Randle. However, there were big question marks with Julius Randle. Not only the fit, which was going to be a huge thing, meaning how he's going to play with Brunson dominating the way that he has with Anunoby. We saw them, prior to all the injuries last year, we saw them have great success for a limited amount of games. But there still were question marks about whether Randle was going to be a great fit, maybe even more so with moving to a five, and also how it would play out in the postseason. This trade eliminates those question marks. We know how Karl-Anthony Towns is going to fit. He is a legitimate superstar in the league. He is a legitimate big that can stretch the floor and shoot. It is the one glaring weakness that this group has had for years. And maybe by design, because Tibbs likes to build a, you know, had the rim protector, whether it's, you know, with the two guys they had last year, with Mitchell Robinson, Hartenstein, they, you know, bigs that aren't really offensive guys. I know some people say Hartenstein had a good offensive game. To me, if a guy can't shoot the basketball, especially in today's day and age, if you can't shoot the basketball with some decent range, you don't have an offensive game. And I'm not knocking Hartenstein or Robinson. I like that combo. Even go back before that, Nerlens Noel, or who's the hell the dude they kept? Taj Gibson, the guy they kept bringing in from Chicago. Taj Gibson. I like guys like that at center, but you just felt watching this team, knowing where the NBA is, they desperately needed a big who could stretch the floor, in particular to match Jalen Brunson. And you look at what the Knicks have done here. They've added two legitimate stars. You want to give Karl-Anthony Towns more. I mean, the guy's been a legitimate four-time All-Star. But with Bridges, they've significantly upgraded their roster. Does it lose some of the appeal of the Nova Knicks with DiVincenzo going the other way? Or just that this was a group that was built on heart and chemistry and toughness? Maybe a little bit, but to me, I think a lot of that is still there. And you're bringing in a player that once again fits what they do perfectly, just like the Anunoby trade. You brought in a player who fit exactly what they needed. They needed a perimeter player to knock down threes and somebody who could defend the perimeter. That's what Anunoby did. It worked perfectly. I'm trusting Leon Rose to build this team, but even I can tell you that this is what they needed. It's the perfect fit. And Tibbs is the perfect guy that you trust to make it all work. So I don't see the negative in this at all. Like, missing DiVincenzo, sure, that'll be a thing. But As I was saying all last year, he's a guy that played, he had a career year. He played above his head. He's fine, but ultimately inconsistent offensively. Think about where they're getting their points from this year now. It's not going to, they don't need DiVincenzo to score 25 or 30. Assuming health, it's going to be Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns scoring the bulk of their points. And then you have Bridges, three legitimate top scoring options, not to mention Anunoby. Now, I mean, Josh Hart, he was going nuts scoring points last year. You're going to need minimum. You're asking a lot of those guys to do less, which is going to be great for everybody else, including Jalen Brunson. He doesn't have to go for 35 now when you throw in Karl Anthony Towns. It makes me smile thinking about it. I thought the Knicks were a legitimate championship contender coming into the year. I know the Knicks now are even more of a championship threat. This is how you build championship teams. It has been brilliant what Leon Rose and the Knicks have done. It's taken years, slowly but surely. And now you look at it, it's a complete different variation or iteration or I don't know. It's a completely different look of this Knicks team from what it was when they first made the postseason as the four seed back in 2020 against the pandemic shortened year. When they lost to the Hawks in that first round. That was all Julius Randle. Think about the talent that the Knicks have now compared to what they had then. They didn't have anything. It was Julius Randle and Reggie Bullock. I mean, come on. And now it's Jalen Brunson, legit superstar. Karl Anthony Towns, legit superstar. Mikal Bridges, a star. I'm not going to say legit superstar, but somebody who could be a superstar. Anunoby, who's a, you want to call him a star? I mean, a guy's a very quality player in the league who could shoot and defend. It's with a great head coach as well. This is the perfect mix. Will they get it done? Who the hell knows? I mean, a lot could happen. You've seen that throughout the course of a season or throughout the course of a postseason, but this is everything you could ask for going into the year. I didn't think the Knicks were going to do it. I thought they'd stand pat because I believe Tibbs loves Randle, and I think the organization liked Julius Randle a lot. But this was the move to make, and I like the timing of it. I'd rather do this now than in season. They had a chance to get a missing piece, a legit star, big that could stretch the floor on Karl Anthony Towns. You do it, and you're giving up Randle. And like I said, I love Randle, so this is not, well, they got rid of a problem in Julius Randle. I don't think he's a problem. I think Randle has proven himself to be an all-star player. I just was unsure ultimately how this mix was going to work, especially with Randle maybe having to play more five with Mitchell Robinson going down. So it's like the perfect storm of things. The Knicks had a need anyway for a big who could stretch the floor. Then Mitchell Robinson predictably gets hurt again. And you're thinking about Julius Randle coming back, having to be moved to the five, and also curious about the chemistry and the fit and the struggles that he's had in the postseason when he's been in there. I think this was a perfect move for the Knicks. They didn't want to give up DiVincenzo. The deal wouldn't have been done without that being the case. You have to give to get. See you later. It was great having DiVincenzo here. We'll miss him a little bit, but I think he'll be an afterthought, much like Hartenstein. I mean, the Knicks now have upgraded. Think about this. If I were to ask you, would you trade Hartenstein straight up for Karl Anthony Towns?
Wow. Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all eight of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
I'm here, like I can't actually hear you, but... Yes, yes is the answer. You would absolutely trade Hartenstein for Karl Anthony Towns. Now the second part, would you trade DiVincenzo for Bridges? Yeah, I think that's a yes too. I know that sometimes it hurts to miss those guys. They took them as far as they could a year ago. Now the Knicks have gotten themselves talent-wise, what you need in the NBA. Like they were a great story last year. You could only go so far. And they couldn't even beat the Pacers. And the Knicks didn't even face the Celtics in the postseason. Couldn't even beat the Pacers. Now, they have the talent that can match anybody in the NBA. I cannot wait to watch New York Knicks basketball this season. But we have a lot to get to before the Knicks start their season. This is exciting. We'll do more on this on Monday on the BT and Sal show on the middays on The Fan. But we'll wrap it up with the Mets. I know, another terribly disappointing effort last night. I got to be honest with you, though. I still feel Arizona lost, so the Mets are all right. They still control their own destiny, and I want to beat the Braves to get in. Oh, why would you want to do that, Sal? It's so hard. Because I'm not afraid to have to earn your way in. That's what life's about, earning your way in. There's no backing in. There's no, oh, they wanted a tiebreaker with Arizona. I want to see this team suck it up, bring it together here, win at least one of these next two games in Milwaukee, which I think that they'll do. Just win one of these next two games and then win one game at least in the doubleheader. And you know what? If they have to win both against the Braves, so be it. Go beat the Braves in a series and earn your way in. They'll be better off for it in the long run. It sucked to see Manaea get lit up. I mean, think about this week that the Mets have had. Coming off of winning 3 out of 4 and an extreme high Sunday Night Baseball against the Philadelphia Phillies, closing out Citi Field's regular season with a great win against Zach Wheeler, improbable Tylor Megill, Diaz, 6-out save. From that to Atlanta and what happened in that first game of that series, then the freaking rain and no games for 2 days, then last night. It has been a bad, bad week. It has been a good, good season. This team still controls their own destiny and has a great opportunity to finish strong, regardless of what happens in Milwaukee. Hey, maybe they win the next two and maybe they get in. Maybe Arizona will lose the next two and the Mets will be a playoff team. I want to see them have to beat Atlanta at least once. And regardless of what happens in Milwaukee, they control their own destiny. All you have to do, worst case scenario, all you have to do is beat the Braves 2 games in a row. And anything is possible. That's what the sport's about. That's what this team is showing. Wouldn't it be fitting? And wouldn't it be sweeter? I think it would be. Wouldn't it be sweeter? Fitting, yes. Sweeter, even more so, to have to go down there back to Atlanta and sweep that doubleheader to get into the postseason after the way that this Mets season went, 0-5 to start the year, 11 games under. Oh, they stink. Wow, they're good. Wow, they're great. You know, best record in baseball since June. But and dealing with adversity all year long along the way. I want to see them be challenged one more time, and I want to see them respond. Then there will be no doubts about what they could accomplish once they get to the postseason. Work to do. 4 games to go. Let's see how it plays out tonight. All right, that does it for us. Now I'm going back to my regular scheduled off time on this weekend. Enjoy your weekend. Hopefully the Mets give us some wins. We'll see you on Monday.